Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I'd like to welcome senior USA Prepares instructor, Burke Bertonis in California. He's a patent holder. He's a radio frequency engineer. And I've known him for... oh, about 50 years. Welcome, Bert.
Hi, Vince. How's everything over there in the Ozark?
Well, really well. I wanted to share a quick story with you. Okay. I've mentioned to our class that I do not have a contract with Genesis Communications Network nor anybody else. So I can get fired, be fired at a moment's notice or even without notice. And I have been, not from GCN, Genesis Communications Network. I really love everybody I've worked with at GCN. Has been fabulous to me. And I'm not just saying that. It's true. But the arrangement I have, it's an oral arrangement, and that is that if I don't like a commercial that airs on USA Prepares, I don't have any USA Prepares commercials. I've gotten rid of all of my commercial time, and I've given it back to the network so that we have more talk time. I used to have 6 minutes every broadcast, so 3 minutes per hour times 2 hours is 6 minutes. I gave that back. So I don't have any commercials. All the commercials that air are network commercials owned by Genesis Communications Network, the time. Well, I heard a commercial I didn't like at the top of the hour, and it was for heart drops. And so Don Wiskin is the owner of Heart Drops. So they gave out the telephone number, and I picked up the phone, and I called him 2 minutes ago. And I said, Mr. Wiskin, I'm Vin Fennelli. Does that name ring a bell? Oh, yeah, yeah, he knew who I was. And I said, there's a commercial, I'm paraphrasing, that just ran on USA Prepares, and I don't like it. And I said, there's a word that was used in that commercial, and that word is hell, H-E-L-L, and I don't like it. I think it is negative, and there's no need for it. And I think you ought to know that not everybody would probably appreciate that. And it struck me when I heard it. I really didn't like it. And I told him that. Now, I didn't beat him up. I was really polite, and I said, I just want you to know that when people use profanity, it weakens the argument. He said, you know, I don't like it either. I'm going to pull it right now. He's pulling the commercial.
Well, so, gosh darn it.
What was that?
Gosh darn it.
Well, you know, USA Prepares is a family broadcast. I mean, we talk about very serious subjects. We talk about how to, we're not talk radio, we're do radio. We're not Howard Stern. We are not in the shock business. Actually, we don't even have a business. We just teach. We're just a bunch, just like you. You know, if I tripled your salary or compensation right now from USA Prepares, you'd still get nothing, right?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, COVID-19 in Silicon Valley. But you're correct. It's pretty much 5 times 0 is 0 for a lot of small businesses right now.
Right. So that being said, Burke Bertonis, what can you share with us what is happening in the technical industry? I mean, you are right at the epicenter in Silicon Valley, California. What is the COVID-19/corona panic? Those are my words, corona panic. What are they doing? in the tech industry?
Sure. Let me start with saying that, and you've been in Silicon Valley, you know it, you've been involved in some startups here, so you've seen the evolution over the years, the decades. So even before COVID-19, what had started to evolve is startups really forming with not a goal to building a business and, you know, hiring hundreds of employees and, you know, making a name for yourself, but more or less your goal was to be acquired by a larger company, you know, to have the eBay or Amazon or Google or Facebook or Apple to acquire you, which is, I guess that's okay. That's not why I started my companies, but that had already been going on for a number of years. And then we got hit by the virus, which in the beginning, pretty much all, well, what they deem non-essential Silicon Valley companies had to close their doors and you could work from home. A lot of the smaller companies, it's not, you know, it's more collaborative, so it's not so easy to work from your kitchen when you're, you know, supposed to be on the bench designing something or, you know, in collaborative meetings. It can work, but a lot of times it didn't. But the large companies were pretty much unaffected because, you know, they have massive teleconference systems set up and they're equipped for it. So they kind of, you know, I mean, you can look at their stock prices. They've kind of taken it pretty much fine. In fact, you know, Amazon hitting all-time high and, of course, Apple as well doing very well. So when we got hit with COVID, that really hurt the smaller startups a lot more than the bigger companies. And, you know, and it's certainly a problem for entrepreneurs that are looking to grow a business.
Okay, so let's talk about what a small startup company is. And I know that, you know, when we did startups, they were really small. We had products, but we didn't have money. What is a small startup might be one person. Or back in the 1980s, it might have been one person, maybe two or three. In our case, it was three. What is a small startup today in terms of the number of people and in terms of, well, let's say, sales dollars?
Well, sales often is zero for the first year or two because your goal is not revenue. It's to build your product, whether it's a software product or a tangible hardware product. So, but in terms of employees, let's say somewhere between 5 and 50. I know, you know, that's a big range, but that's pretty typical. I think the common thinking is when you go beyond 50, certainly when you hit 100, you're kind of hitting the medium company range, and that extends up to, you know, let's say to 500. When you get to 500 and 1,000, then you're in the large company range. So, that, I mean, everyone has their own numbers. That's kind of how I look at it.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on, for someone who has a small company, whether it be in Silicon Valley, whether it be a small internet company selling products, whether they be manufactured products that they're manufacturing themselves, or whether they be other products, what are your thoughts about how to survive this, how to survive the COVID-19 panic?
Well, it's tough. And you know, the typical scenario is you're always looking for investors, and a lot of those meetings got shut down. We have a road that became famous in Silicon Valley called Sand Hill Road, and pretty much literally, I would say, half of all the venture capital companies in the world have offices somewhere along that road. And so a lot of those meetings got shut down or changed to the Zoom meetings, which is, you know, and Zoom can work out fine. And in fact, what I wanted to talk to you about is in fact, in some ways, we may not even need Silicon Valley anymore, because if you can connect from, your own little office or home office anywhere in the country and connect into, say, a Silicon Valley infrastructure or other tech infrastructures, maybe you don't need the Silicon Valley physical presence. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be interesting to look at how things evolve over the next year. And if that happens, then it may really change what we think of Silicon Valley. I'll certainly say the traffic is less the last few months in terms of, you know, driving on the freeways. There's very few traffic jams anymore. So most people are clearly, you know, zooming in or working from home and not going to the office. So it's definitely evolving, but we'll see what happens. But one thing that hasn't changed, and I think this is a negative, is what I mentioned, that your goal is no longer to build a big business. It almost seems you're saying from day one, yeah, we want Amazon to buy us, and we're on this product path that we know this fits into what they have, and it's going to be perfect for them in 2 years. And, you know, I'd rather see, I mean, wouldn't it be better if these companies just want to survive on their own? Because, you know, history shows that all job growth in the country is from small companies, and large companies actually shed jobs. So if we want to build employment, it's the small companies that are going to really lead the country out of this recession that we're in right now.
Oh, about 40 years ago when we were building a company out in Silicon Valley, we had never built that based on we want to be bought. That was never our thought. We just wanted to be the best at what we did, period. That's all we wanted to do. And at least that's what I was. That was my impression. Was that yours?
Oh, absolutely. And to make matters worse, today I get into the office, and the news headline is Amazon Ventures has been stealing ideas from the startups that have been going in to talk to them for investment. I don't know if you saw this. It was in the Wall Street Journal today, and it's, the other news wires have picked it up. So, I mean, that's kind of depressing. Is you meet with them, you figure they can be your partner, eventually maybe acquire you, and 20 companies are saying, well, we thought maybe we could partner with them, but we found out a year later they stole our ideas for nothing.
You know, back in the, I would say when my dad was a real young guy, maybe a teenager. So I'm thinking this would probably be in the late 40s. He told me this story of how airmail worked. You know, there was regular ground mail, and then there was airmail, and he paid more for airmail because airmail was faster from the U.S. post office than ground mail. And he said, well, what happened is these planes would land at the airport. They'd throw out these sacks of mail. They'd take off again. And he said, why can't they just drop these sacks of mail out of the airplane? Why do they have to land and spend that time? So he and his buddy, Walter, built the first automatic parachute. They figured out how to do it, these two young guys. And they're really proud of their invention. They tested it, you know, from rooftops. It seemed to work fine. So they brought it to an army base, and there was a sergeant there, and they showed it to the sergeant. And he stole their invention. So this kind of stuff's been going on for a long time. And you and I have been at, you know, conventions, and, well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about how when, we were in Washington at a convention, and these two Japanese businessmen wanted, or one Japanese businessman wanted to see the inside of our new product. Want to talk about that? We'll be right back.
Well, of course, you know, it's the Chinese military and government.
You have a pain in the neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert Bertonis is with his class, and back in 1980, he, I, and Andy were at a convention, a satellite communications convention in Washington, D.C., and we were unveiling our latest technology. Bert had come up with a really revolutionary, brilliant design, patent pending, for a dual conversion down converter that would allow the transmission of the satellite feed signal from a large dish antenna, let's say 12 feet in diameter, to travel over a thin cable, the diameter of a number 2 pencil, compared to a 1-inch or thicker cable, which was much harder to use. So this was a revolutionary invention that Bert Bertonis came up with. And so this was an international convention. There was a company from Japan there. And one of the Japanese people from, I guess a guest possibly, or maybe a competitor of ours, appeared to be interested in buying a lot of our product. And he said, I'd like to look inside. I'd like to look inside and see the circuitry. And he was just standing there. And so we accommodated him. Now, I was standing next to Bert, and this particular Japanese person was in between us. So Bert opened the case, and another Japanese guy came in from I don't know where with a motorized Nikon camera, click, 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 took pictures and took off. Do you remember that, Bert?
Yes, I remember. We had a few other visits to our headquarters where they were not so explicitly taking pictures, but, you know, walking into a corner and quickly writing down notes of IC numbers.
Yeah, and when you say IC, that stands for integrated circuit class. So these, you know, a lot of people call them chips, integrated circuits, yes. And what they were doing is trying to figure out what integrated circuits we were using in our designs so they could steal our technology. So, Bert, right now in Houston, Texas, the Chinese are closing the consulate because of spying allegations, meaning that would be in the oil industry, right? And the consulate in San Francisco is being closed as well. And there are fires going on inside the consulate compound. Black smoke. They are burning documents. And that's visible from aerial surveillance. So we know that they're burning documents. They're closing down their consulates in Houston, Texas, and San Francisco. And San Francisco is right outside the edge of Silicon Valley. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a Chinese consulate there, and it's, you know, myself being a wireless guy, you can look up on the roof and just see hundreds of antennas of all different frequencies. So obviously that's also a surveillance site for monitoring RF communications here in California.
All right, so let's just talk about one thing, and then we'll tie all this together. So you told me a story one day, years ago, about how you were hired to find out from an American company how their products were being knocked off, meaning an electronic product, sophisticated product that was being made in China, and they said, look, here's ours. It's got our name on it. And I'm paraphrasing, so correct me if there are any inaccuracies. Here's ours. It's got our name on it. Here's one that's being knocked off, and it's being sold, not by us. It's being knocked off, and it's being sold, and it looks identical. How is this happening? Didn't you get that assignment? Hey, did I lose Bert? Bert, are you there?
Yeah, I don't think I can probably get too into it because it is somewhat of an active case right now.
Okay. All right. Well, can you say this? And I don't want you to compromise any agreements you have. But can you say this? That the Chinese manufacturers are duplicating with great precision products that American companies design, but they haven't manufactured over there. Can you say that?
Well, absolutely. And I think that common knowledge has been pretty much every industry. I mean, from electric cars to communications to pharmaceuticals.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants Congress to provide major funding for schools. During a briefing late yesterday, the president asked lawmakers for $105 billion to help get kids back to the classrooms this fall. The money would be used for smaller class sizes, teachers' aides, and making space for social distancing and masks for everyone. Meanwhile, this morning, the White House Task Force Coordinator on Coronavirus, Dr. Deborah Birx, said that it's unclear how easily children can spread the virus.
What I can't tell you for sure is whether children under 10 in the United States don't spread the virus is the same as children over 10. I think that is still an open question that needs to be studied in the United States.
The city of Chicago removed two Christopher Columbus statues in two Chicago parks overnight. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A high-profile GOP U.S. senator wants to see the impeachment of New York's governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Kentucky Senator Dr. Rand Paul said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached for what he sees as a mishandling of that state's coronavirus response.
Well, I think what you found in New York is that we ended up having a horrendous death. We had 30-some-odd thousand people die. Their death rate is about 1,600 per million, the highest in the country, 8 times worse than Florida, 10 times worse than Texas. So I don't think there's a lot in New York that we can look to and say, oh, that's what we should model after. In fact, I really think Governor Cuomo ought to be impeached for the worst public health decision maybe in a century, sending patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes.
Paul also said he thinks about 25% of New York is now immune to the virus because so many people got it at the beginning of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And the Nationals, Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants opened the Major League Baseball season yesterday. The rest of the clubs will play their openers today. Highlights, the Atlanta Braves visiting the New York Mets. The Texas Rangers will open up new Globe Life Field against the visiting Colorado Rockies. The Cubs host the Brewers. The White Sox welcome the Twins. The Red Sox open at home against Baltimore. And the Astros will be hosting the Mariners. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kirk Petonis is with us, and we're zeroing in on a solution here, but we're laying the groundwork. And we talked about how your ideas can be stolen, and we've talked about how we know for a fact that our company's ideas had been stolen when back in the 1980s. And now it's the Chinese. And it used to be that in America, we were really good at developing the prototype. We were so good. We were the world's best at developing prototypes. We could make the first one better than any other country. No question. But we weren't as good at making a bunch of them compared to the Chinese. So the Chinese aren't good at making the first one, but they are really good at copying someone else's first one and then banging them out at a lower price than anyone else can. Would you still agree that that's true, Bert?
Oh, absolutely.
So that being
the
case.
That's part of what a lot of people are rethinking now is, should we rebuild our manufacturing infrastructure? And so there's a lot of talk about that. That's obviously something that a lot of people in government are trying to encourage, bringing our manufacturing back, maybe to the heartland, to the Midwest and areas like that.
Well, you know, I was all excited when you were talking about how, you know, with the COVID environment, how, well, maybe Silicon Valley doesn't have to be such a physical center presence, and you could do it from other places. Because I've been thinking about this place, this 80 acres across the road from me, and I've been telling you about it. And so now there are fewer reasons for you not to move in, right?
Yeah, you could be there. You could, I mean, the only real requirement is to have a broadband internet connection. You can have that, and you know, why not be in a little farmhouse on a creek up in the hills, and you can be connected to Silicon Valley and, for that matter, every other economic center of the globe.
Yeah. Sounds great to me. I'm looking forward to do you want me to bring my truck over and help you move?
Well, hey, I got an idea. Why not set it up like an incubation center to encourage small startups or individual consultants to work out of there, put in a good fiber optic connection, and set it up so you can have, you know, shared conference rooms and small offices and labs and computer centers.
Are you interested in doing that? I'll do that with you.
Not a bad idea. The question is, can you attract enough people to want to move to that area? So, you know, you got to look at things like weather, climate, restaurants, you know, education, things like that.
Restaurants aren't so good. Well, you got one in town, and it's closed most of the time. And I've never eaten there. I mean, from the outside, I've said, no, I don't think I'm going to eat there. All right, well, we can talk about that offline. All right, so cutting right to the chase now. There are people who have been displaced. I think that's maybe a politically correct term, which really means they've been fired and laid off, and there's no prospect of going back to their jobs. So as President Donald Trump said, try something different. Okay, I agree with that. I agree with try something different. So if a person wants to start his own company or her own company, what would you say as all your life you've been an entrepreneur? All your life that I've known you, you've been an entrepreneur. 50 years. You know it inside and out. What would you recommend a person who has been laid off, thrown to the curb, but, you know, is going to dust himself or herself off and wants to start his own business or her own business? What do they do?
Well, obviously, you need the idea of what to do. And it doesn't actually have to be the solution to the problem. I mean, a lot of people, you know, immediately come up with the widget or the solution. I think the key thing is to identify the problem that potentially you can solve. And if it's a big problem for a big market, or even a small problem for a big market, that's the beginning. And then look if that plays into your knowledge, your experience, things you've done. And I think you can start with one person. I mean, you don't need a big bunch of people to surround yourself. You know, one person doing the research, you can develop that idea. And, you know, maybe it's not anything more than just a technique on how to solve problems for other companies. I mean, that's the startup. You have a skill that helps other companies to solve their internal problems, whether it's, you know, making their MIS system work better or doing payroll more efficiently or creating a better workplace environment, or, you know, maybe something as mundane as a better employee tag that you wear for security when you go in and out of the door of the building. If you can develop that and, do some unique attributes to it, again, there's no reason you need to be in Silicon Valley anymore. You can do that from Missouri or Ohio or Tennessee and build your company there.
I love it. So what do you see as the stumbling block for most people to start their own businesses? I mean, you've started small businesses, and you've started consulting businesses, and you've got very large clients. I mean, brand names that everybody would recognize. What does it take to get over that initial, to take that first step? Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. So not everybody has it in it to get over those. You know, you're going to hit adversity and problems, and you have to be able to have an attitude that you're going to plow through them. But I think the problem most people have is they immediately focus on a solution, and really, as I said, it's focus on the problem that you're trying to solve first. And if you work on it the right way, put together the team that's going to collaborate with you, then hopefully the solution will fall out of that.
So in your world, in Bert Bertonis's world, I don't believe that you do anything that you don't want to do. I mean, you are in charge of your life. You go to work when you feel like it. And I'm not saying you're lazy. I'm not saying that at all. Bert Bertonis works harder than anybody I know. Puts in more hours than anybody I know. He's always, always working. Whether he's at home or whether he's in his office, he's always working. But you only do it when you want to do it, right, Bert? I mean, it's only because you want to do it. So you're actually not even, in the traditional sense, the word work, that doesn't apply to you and it doesn't apply to me. It's not like we don't spend a lot of time doing it, but it's not work. It's fun. We're enjoying it. It's kind of like a hobby that we really enjoy doing. Isn't that what we do?
Yeah, that's hitting the nail on the head. That's pretty much why we do it.
And so when a company, let's say we were going to go head-to-head with a big company. Let's say you would, in your world, you go head-to-head with a big company. And I go head-to-head with a big company. They have a real tough time with us because we're not on the clock. We don't say, shoot, it's 5 o'clock, I got to go home. We work until it's done. So we're a real problem for them, aren't we?
Well, I think that's the key to why we can succeed, because they, you know, if you're talking about a large company where everybody's just clocking in and doing what they're told, then that's the advantage of the entrepreneur. So, and that in itself is what made Silicon Valley succeed in the 60s and 70s and, you know, throughout all those decades. Is that attitude is what built Silicon Valley. Might be changing now, though.
Mm-hmm. So in the area of unemployment, is there lots of unemployment in Silicon Valley?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I think, you know, the official numbers, it's obviously we're hit like anyone else, but I think because a lot of people are more entrepreneurial, I think even though they might be out of work in whatever their original job was, they're already either actively working on something else or at least thinking of what they're going to work on next. So I don't see a lot of idle minds here. I see a lot of new ideas and genesis that people are thinking of. I mean, that's my attitude. You don't, just to give you an example, you don't see a lot of protests and things going on here like you do in some other cities, because I think people are busy thinking about, what can I do next and what can I work on. So, that's maybe hope for this area, but I think that idea of starting a company, doing something for yourself, and it might just be a company of one, you know, just consulting. I think that's going to spread throughout the country. And as I said, you know, my feeling is you don't need to have a presence here anymore to connect to Silicon Valley, and for that matter, you know, centers in Europe and Asia. You can be over at that land that's for sale across the street from you and set up something there. Just, you know, we have to check and see what the fiber optic ability is there, though. We want a good broadband connection.
Yeah, that's a weak link here in our neck of the woods here in rural Missouri. I only have 3 meg. 3 meg down, half a meg up, that's it. And they can't do anything.
You know, you
better.
Can use wireless. Are they building out 5G?
No. No. And I'm actually okay with that, that they're not. You know what I was thinking about doing? There's a location that is really close to the internet provider. And I was thinking I could build a system that could repeat and get me, you know, 20 meg maybe. That would be okay, right?
Sure. But, I mean, is that dedicated 20 meg, or are you sharing it?
No, it's shared with everybody. That's probably all they have for the whole town.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is you know, when you – well, you know, you've been here at the forum. You know, when you watch those old – movies like, you know, Bonnie and Clyde, and they're going down that dusty road with, you know, trying to elude the feds. Dust is flying everywhere. Well, that's our road. It is. I mean, we live on a dirt road, not a gravel road, not an oiled road, a dirt road. And that's what it's like here. So it's pretty primitive, although we do have underground utilities, at least for the telephone and internet services. They're buried.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people thought, well, you know, satellites can bring in communications, and it's certainly fine for DirecTV or something like that. But when you get into Zoom and teleconferencing, the problem with satellite is that you have the delay, and that can screw up your teleconference. So satellite's not really a solution. I mean, the real solution is fiber, because it's, you know, it's massive bandwidth. There's no RF safety concerns. But it's expensive, and obviously it's not economic to run fiber to very rural areas.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be back for the final segment with Bert Bertonis. He's in California. He's a patent holder. He's a radio frequency engineer. Bert, let us know what you're going to talk about and what you want to teach in the last segment. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, for all the years I've been on the air, I've been recommending that you consider starting your own business. And if you do, you can take the same tax deductions that President Donald Trump takes. You can take the same tax deductions that I take. You can take the same tax deductions that Bert Bertonis takes. You can take the same tax deductions that every other entrepreneur takes. Donald Trump is an entrepreneur. And so are we. And all you have to do to start your own business, and you can do it right now, repeat after me. You ready? I just started my own business. If you repeated that after me, you just started your own business. You don't need a permit. You don't need permission. You don't need a license. You can start your own business just by saying, I just started my own business. Now you can start taking the same tax deductions that the rest of the entrepreneurs take. Download Publication 17. Go to the internet and type in Publication, space 17. Download it and read about business deductions from your home. And you can start paying less in taxes, and you can start doing the things that we do as entrepreneurs. It's not tax evasion. Bert, any comments about starting your own business?
No, I think that's good advice, Vince. And I think we're going to see when this COVID-19 passes that it's going to be the small businesses that really are going to support the economy because, again, that's what's going to keep, revive employment and keep people working. It's going to be working for yourself. And that might be just, as I said, a company of one, just be a consultant. That's, I think a lot of people are looking into that right now.
Well, I'm a company of one. This broadcast, we're a company. We're actually a corporation. I'm the board of directors. I'm the president, the CEO, the secretary, the treasurer, the janitor. I'm the whole company. And, I have meetings. Sometimes when I'm asleep, I have a meeting. I think through ideas. And literally, it's a company. It doesn't make any money, but it is a company. And in my case, the reason I do this is to teach. And if some wingnut decides he wants to sue me, go ahead. There's nothing here. There's no employees. There's no nothing. So that's why I do it. But our farm is a corporation as well. And that is a business. And, you know, it doesn't make any money either. But that's because farming is just impossible to make money at unless you get, you know, you get government handouts. But if you try to do it without government handouts, it's not going to make any money.
Are you a member of any farm alliances or consortium industry group?
No. No, I'm not. Do you recommend it?
Well, I'm saying for a lot of areas that you might want to consult or start a small company, and there's organizations that are geared to that industry. For instance, I'm a member of the Wireless Communications Alliance. It's a group that supports innovation and new ideas in wireless communications. And, you know, we have events and people talk. And before COVID, there would be get-togethers where kind of collaborative when you'll have a speaker and then there's a, you know, a session where people just share ideas. And in fact, when the economy was better, people would get up and say, hey, I'm looking to hire people. We just got funded for our company that's building a new type of cellular communications aggregator, you know, just making something up. And we have some job openings. Come see me. So, and of course, now you can do that over Zoom. So, you know, depending, whatever it is you do, whether it be, you know, accounting or farming or industrial machinery, there are trade organizations you can join. And I think in many cases that's a good idea to help support your business that you're getting going.
I remember getting an email from you, and it had a picture of two guys on it. Now, I recognized the guy on the left. That was Mario Andretti, the world-famous race car driver. Was that you on the right?
It was.
Now, did you meet him at one of those kinds of events where you network and you talk with other people and, you know, you promote your ideas, thoughts, solutions, et cetera?
You know, actually, I met Mario at his winery in Napa Valley, and it was very funny. And I've met him several times, but on this first occasion, there was an Indy car race going on, and I think it was in Long Beach. And I said, Mario, how come you're not down there? And he said, ah, my son's taking care of it, and I wanted to be up here for this event. I believe he was also hosting a Ferrari Club event that same day at the winery.
You know, Bert, something that a lot of people don't realize, that race car drivers like Mario Andretti, they're athletes. I'm not exaggerating. They are literally athletes, because to do what they do, they have to be absolutely in tip-top shape. It is grueling, and strenuous to be in a race at those kinds of speeds for that long. I take it you were impressed with Mario Andretti.
What a great guy. And he since has been some exposés on his life on TV, which I recommend everybody watch.
Hey, I've got to run. We're out of time, Bert. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your wealth of knowledge.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.